Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Medina Township Trustees. It's a regular scheduled meeting for November 14, 2019. The time now is 7:02. Can I get a roll call, please?
Mrs. Stoker?
Here.
Mr. Radis?
Here.
Please stand for the pledge, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And this one's not there already.
This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First on their agenda is payroll. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll check dates 11/15/2019. Total amount $33,358.94, with $7,001.90 in deductions and withholdings.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up is group life insurance discussion. We have Mark Kerwick with us again tonight.
Mark Kerwick from Homestead Insurance Agency. I had sent over, we were going to look at the group life insurance, so I had sent this over to the trustees on November 7th, and I realized in my email that I can't do math, so I wanted to bring something to your attention. So we are trying to make sure that we fulfill the union contract that basically says that the officers or employees of the township may buy an equal amount of insurance that they get in group life, and that the township will match them. So we did on the group life, we are saving about $5.70 per employee by going to Medical Mutual. And then there's a voluntary schedule that's in there on page 10 as well. I tabbed all the pages for you. So depending on the employee's age, I'll use myself as an example. So a 45-year-old employee could buy $30,000 of coverage life AD&D for about $11.10 a month. The township would then match me up to the amount, the $7.20 on the group life side that the township pays for the basic 30, and my cost would be $3.90 per month. So in the worst case scenario, if every single, all 21 employees took the voluntary life insurance, we would still be paying about what we are now with Humana without even having that benefit.
Okay, so you were saying the $11.10, that's the combination of $30,000 for each?
Like, yeah, so I took 33 cents per thousand, which is the life rate, times 30, which was $9.90.
Okay.
The AD&D is 0.04 cents, which equals $1.20, so I arrive at $11.10 for myself. And then the township is paying the $7.20, which is what they're paying for me to have the basic group life insurance. So that would make my cost $11.10 minus $7.20, or $3.90 per month.
And you said they can actually go up to $50,000. Is that the case or no?
You can. You can go in increments of $10,000 up to a maximum of $50,000. So that then the additional cost of the whatever over 30 would just be, that wouldn't be something the township would match for the employee. It is perfectly within their right to buy that.
When you say match, because we have to offer the $30,000 of each, so is it really a match, or are we just talking, replacing the Humana plan with exactly what we had, and then the employee, as long as their cost is equal to what the township cost is.
Exactly. Is that how, just so I understand, so if my total cost is $11.10. And on the township side, the township is paying $7.20. What then portion, just so I understand the contract, am I correct in assuming that I would take the $7.20 that the township gave me minus whatever amount I had decided and whatever was the balance I would pay?
They would just owe the difference, yeah.
They would owe the difference?
Yeah.
As long as it does right. So the $7.20, the township has to pay.
No matter what.
And then, so as long as the amount up to the $30,000 does not exceed another $7.20 for the employee to pay, we're fine.
Okay.
That's how the contract.
Got it.
Is reads.
Okay. If this is something that we're going to do for January, we need you to tell me that that's okay. And then we'll disseminate all the information with the open enrollment documents to the employee. The employee would have to return a one-page form to us that just basically says what they're electing, if they're electing voluntary, because it's not forced on them, and then who their beneficiary is, so we have a record of it.
And for clarification, this is no longer need five employees, it's only two.
Okay. So. And is this, do they underwrite, or is this?
No, they're okay. Saying that the $30,000 that we're that the township pays for is not underwritten.
Okay.
And up to 50 is not underwritten either. So you're guaranteed issue.
Okay. Awesome.
So, and new employees as well coming on the plan. They're just making a codicil that says if you're a late entrant, it just means if we came around this time and you waved and said, eh, I don't want the voluntary, and then next year you changed your mind, next year you would have to go through underwriting to be approved for anything additional.
Okay. We'll just want to
make sure that that's communicated perfectly clearly to the employees so they understand it's, this would be the best opportunity for them to do it would be now. Yes.
Thanks, Mark. I'd like to make a motion to accept Medical Mutual's life insurance plan and supplemental life insurance and AD&D for 2020.
Second.
Any discussion?
I don't have anything.
Roll call.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mrs. Stolper?
Aye.
Do you want a copy of this signed or no?
I mean, we'll keep it. Okay. It should be part of the minutes. But, and then, yeah, so do you have the forms that we need to?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll disseminate them to everyone, you said, right?
I will. Well, I will give them to Nick Jr.
Yeah.
For distribution.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Next up, purchase orders and training requests. Mark, do you have any?
I do not. I have two.
This time I'd like to make a motion for purchase order requisition. The department's going to be service. The vendor's going to be Southeastern Equipment. And a total amount of $770.50. And this is for a new forward reverse controller for the case loader.
Second.
Discussion?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be service. The vendor's going to be for Cargill, Inc. And this is going to be for a dollar amount of $10,349.86. This is for 120 plus or minus tons of road salt. Yep, that's it.
Second.
Discussion?
No.
Denny, this is just a...
That'll finish out this year's budget.
Okay.
On our salt.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time, next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the November 2019 accounts payable from payment number 46-201 to check number 30545 for a total of $86,937.96 and incorporate this document by reference.
Second.
Discussion?
I am like, is the first payment, is it 46-20 or is it 2019?
46-2019.
Can you just amend that then, just to say that that's the beginning payment or beginning number?
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to amend my previous to state 46-2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Next up, appropriation status. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status fund as of 11/14/2019 and incorporate this 12-page document.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Next up is the credit card at a station. I'm Mike Stolper, Vice Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio. Hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on November 14, 2019, the board reviewed the credit card account transactions detailed for each account listed below for the dates October 4, 2019 through November 14, 2019 as provided by the fiscal officer. And the credit card accounts are Amazon, E&amp;H, which is Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart.
Just sign it, that's not a motion.
Department head comments? Chief Colonius?
Thank you, Mr. Stolper. I neglected to mention last meeting prior to the township Halloween party at the police department that both you, Mr. Stolper, and Mr. Radish had reached into their own pockets and purchased items for that, for the community, hot dogs, hot dog buns, water, stuff like that. So I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. Nothing else, chief?
No, sir.
Denny?
I have nothing.
Nothing? Nick Junior?
No.
And Elaine's not here. All right. Old business, Hood Road temporary traffic sign discussion. So we had some discussion in regards to temporary traffic signals. So we reached out to the county engineer with a letter asking them in regards to putting up traffic signals at Hood Road. And we received the letter back from them. Should we just in the motion or just make a?
Just submit it.
Basically, it says that their recommendation is due to the winter and all that, that they won't advise it based on traffic backing up on Baghdad, having difficulties, you know, going up and down the hill when it gets icy. Is basically that, so they basically state that it's better just keep it the way we have it for right now and then go from there later on. Approval of minutes, new business. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the following minutes. The October 17, 2019 regular meeting.
Second, I'm sorry.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Next up is approval of police department revised inventory list. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the Medina Township Police Department inventory for 2019 and incorporate the 17-page document.
Second. There was a few things that were noticed missing, and it's just adding, what was it in the cars?
Printers
in the cars and infrared camera.
All right. Can you roll call, please?
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up is approval of public records policy. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 11142019-029 to adopt the Medina Township public records policy and incorporate this five-page document as presented.
Second.
Just for the public, so we're recently updating a lot of our policies in the township, and one of them is our public records policy. And this is the first step. The next step will be the records retention schedule, which will have to be done at a commission, records commission meeting. But this is the first part of it. Take your roll call, please.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up is temporary budget discussion. So Angela, I know you said you want to set up something for temporary budget. Must be due, what, December 20th? You have to have it?
No, they just have to be, the temporaries have to be approved and in the system by January 1st in order to pay anything. So I know we've gone, last year we did things a little differently and had meetings with each trustee and department head. But to speed things up, we have to decide if we want to do that or have a budget workshop and just get it all done in one fell swoop.
I'm fine with a budget workshop. Then we just, everybody's on the same page all at one time. And
yeah, and if we do that, we'll input numbers right then and there into the Excel worksheet. You guys, I can either print it, if the printing works from here, we'll print it off and approve it right then and there, and then I can get it into UAN, or worst case scenario, just gets approved, you know, formally approved right at the next meeting. So
are there any dates that work or don't work?
So the probably the earlier the better, just with our, because we do have some changes, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but with our meetings, would you like to have it at a regular meeting and just do that in addition, or do you want to have a separate?
I think it's separate.
I think it's separate,
because
yeah, just
now,
because
holidays.
Okay. So we can schedule something. I know I told you I might have a conflict. That's the only thing, and I won't know that until hopefully this week sometime or early next week. But
what days work for you, Mark?
I can be available pretty much any night. Right now.
Yeah, and I think it is important for department heads to also be able to make it, especially the road and police department.
Danny, Chief, any days that don't work for you?
Any day that doesn't
work. November or beyond?
I honestly, I would like it to be in November still, but or maybe the 5th of December. Again, just because I don't want, in case we do have to cancel that and reschedule, I don't want us to be too close to the end of the year, you know.
Right now, other than Monday night, it's coming Monday night for me. November's pretty open except for Thanksgiving.
And Thursday next week doesn't work for me, but everything else should.
Well, Thursday next week is what, the 24th?
21st.
Oh, I'm in the wrong month. Okay, there we go, yeah. What we could do, the 19th of November?
Zoning.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There's no BZA though, correct? I believe there's no BZA.
That's correct.
So Wednesday would be open at Town Hall.
Our zoning's working so well, we don't have that many of them anymore.
You said you couldn't do the 21st, Wednesday's out for me.
Yeah, Thursday's out for me.
What about the following Tuesday, the 26th? I mean, we'll have a 26th and a 27th, that's the only, if we change that Thanksgiving meeting.
Chief, Denny?
I'm good for the 26th.
Good weather.
Or the 29th, I don't know if anybody wants to work the day after Thanksgiving, but the 29th would maybe work, or the 5th of December, which is a Thursday.
I'm good the 26th, or I could do the 29th if we did it during the day. Are you working during the day? No, let's do the 26th.
Time?
Do 6? Can we do 6?
Can we do 6:15?
Yeah.
6:15, good for you guys?
Yes, sir.
Denny?
Sure.
All right, then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to have, or to set a public budget workshop for November 26th, which is a Tuesday, at 6:15 PM. Second. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And then Nick, can you please take care of putting that in the... Next up was PNC credit card discussion. We're going to table that for right now. We're still working on that, so... Nick, can you put that on the next?
Yes.
Meeting agenda. Next up, daylight savings payroll discussion.
Do you want me to just that? Describe it or...
Yeah, we ran into an issue with the question on how to pay the hour.
That's bullshit.
That someone else worked.
That's penny-ante bullshit.
So...
Well, let us explain.
Mr. Beeny, please.
Okay.
So, you have to, legally, you have to pay the hours worked. So, for...
Are you going to deduct it in the spring?
Well, that's what we're actually going to discuss right now. For the fall, it doesn't really matter. I mean, that person will either get an hour of overtime, or next year at the schedule, they'll be scheduled accordingly.
When did that change? Because we never got paid.
Mr. Beeny, just for the record, can you put your name and address?
Gary Beeny, 3803 Hamilton Road.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Truthfully, it's never been brought up before. There have been employees that worked that shift. It's just never been an issue. It came up this year. Legal counsel said, yes, you have to pay hours worked, meaning that either that employee takes an hour off somewhere else, or gets the hour of overtime. So again, for next year, that can be factored into the equation. For spring, though, they either only get the 7 hours instead of the 8-hour shift, so they have to make up that hour, because they do have to work 40 hours in order to get the accruals, you know, with the sick time and vacation time that the employees are getting. There is a way around that. We can have a policy saying that they don't have to work that hour, it's just a daylight savings policy. We can't short them on the one side. We can let the... So really, this would be... Chief, is it difficult for you? How difficult is it for you to try to throw that hour in somewhere?
If they work 9 hours, they get paid for 9. If they are shorted an hour by virtue of the spring time change, then they just stay over an hour and work on reports, clean out their car. There's any number of things that can keep them busy for an hour, so they make sure they get 8 hours in that shift and 40 hours in a week. It's not a problem at all.
So that's really, I mean, that would just be a decision that the board needs to make if they want to implement that, or have an actual daylight savings policy that...
This should be for anybody, really. I'd like to make a motion for township employees to get paid hours worked, and when they are scheduled for spring daylight saving time day, they have the ability to work an extra hour, somewhere to make up their 40-hour work week.
Second.
Just to be clear, they have to work that hour. It's not the ability. There has to be an hour in that week.
Good, Mark.
Yeah.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Next up on the agenda is snow plowing for seniors discussion. I know last year around this time, too, was brought up. And nothing was done about it. Somebody was supposed to look into it. And for one reason or another, nothing came across our desk throughout the year. We had a resident call and ask about it again this year, around what, beginning of November, Nick?
Yep.
Nick was given the task to go ahead and get some information again from all the other entities around us that have snowplow removal. And Nick, why don't you go ahead, because you're the one that kind of did the research on it, kind of bring us up to speed.
Well, we looked at Montville, Hinckley, and Medina City. The one that would respond closest to us would be Hinckley, because they contract out, which we would have to do because Denny doesn't have the manpower to be able to do it with these guys. So we asked, how much does it cost? Do they contract out? How many applicants do they get? What are the plowing logistics? How do you qualify as an applicant? And then since they contract out, what are their requirements for the contractor too? Hinckley said last year they had a little bit over 25 people who qualified for it. There's just a one-time application fee, and it's open to seniors and people with disabilities who meet the requirements. And the requirements, in addition to being over 65 or having disabilities, it's also based on how many members are in the household and their total income in relation to the federal poverty level and disability status. They have to apply every year. They have to provide tax forms to prove that they truly qualify for the program. The plowing logistics. The application includes a waiver for liability. The applicants are given vouchers that they redeem. Every time the contractor would come out, they would give them the voucher. It would all be logged. So once they're out of vouchers, then they no longer can receive the service that year. There has to be enough snow accumulated for them to even have someone come out and do it for them. And for the contractors, they have their own requirements, like insurance things and workers' comp certificates, and just a lot of things to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
Do they give you an estimate as to what it costs them? I know theirs comes out of a fund that they have with the fire department. Montville's comes out of their budget, I believe, but they're losing money every year with the way Montville does it, from what I've read, what you've sent us to read. That's with their cost of the maintaining the trucks and all that. So, any regards to price?
The only firm cost I could get from anyone was my bill, and it's a few thousand dollars.
And basically, Hinckley's is whatever they contracted with, negotiated with the contractor.
Right.
But Hinckley also has donations, correct?
That theirs comes from the Hinckley Fire Department Community Benefit Fund. And the city just says this, from what Nick's gathered in a copy of what he's presented with us, is the city eats the cost each year for how they do their plowing, and they're using their park employees to do it. So yeah, Hinckley would be the kind of closer to us. Alice?
Just as an FYI, Lafayette has that program and has done it for numerous years. They use the service department. They do it in-house. They do have all the qualifications, very similar to what Nick was saying. There's a form they have to fill out and qualifications, and then I don't believe there's a limit on it. And a lot of times, they'll go out if there's a medical emergency and the driveway needs to be plowed, they can't get out, or the ambulance can't get in, they will go out and plow. So, just as an FYI.
How much more roads do we plow versus Lafayette, though? They have a little bit more county roads that they're relying on the county, correct?
I couldn't give you the mileage on that, but they also plow Chippewa Village and Dory Glen. They got a subcontract out to plow them. So whatever miles less they might have on township roads, they're plowing two other subdivisions. So it's probably close.
Nick, do you think you can get the cost from Hinckley so we could have a ballpark of what it would cost us? I mean,
yeah, I'm still waiting to hear back from them.
We understand per person, we could break it down, what it would cost us.
Probably length of driveways too.
Right.
Those are all questions that were included on the applications. There was also, I know the city had it, and I'm not sure if the other two, I don't remember, but they did have emergency clauses as well. That, you know, if somebody was out of vouchers, or if there was, even if they'd gotten there, because I believe it was you only can get one in a 24-hour period.
And I think that was for all of them.
Yeah, but so unless there was like an emergency type situation. So. Did all the entities ask both the income and pension questions, or was it just certain ones? Like with the IRA?
I think they all did.
Because that's something that we definitely would want to do.
And I know that was something different from last year when we contacted Montville. Montville didn't have that in their clause originally, and that was something when we reached out to Paul. He mentioned that they were looking at adding that too, because it kind of brought some people up that.
Yeah, it's definitely something we would want to have in there. He looks thrilled.
You want to keep that on the
table? You can keep that. I like the cost for.
All right, Nick, can you reach out and get some more information regards to cost and that?
Yeah, for Hinckley, yeah.
Yep. And then maybe reach out to Lafayette just to kind of see what they're.
Yep.
Next up was text message retention discussion.
You want to explain? You want me to?
No, you go, because you kind of had a little bit more discussion in regards to that.
Briefly, we've had a lot of public records requests in the last 6 months that have included text messages. So after speaking with legal counsel a lot about this, any text message that is sent that pertains to township business in any way, shape, or form, whether it's a township-issued phone or a personal phone, has to be retained for our retention schedule. Right now, our retention schedule is 5 years. I don't remember if that's changing, but I think the minimum it would be is 3.
And I'm going to go to 2.
2? Okay. But still, a lot of people don't think to do that. So I feel that we have to everybody needs to be aware that they're responsible for retaining those messages. Now, if it makes it easier to print them out, you know, screenshot them and print them out once a week, once a month, however the board wants to do, and then we retain them here, that would be fine. Or if just there's the understanding that those messages won't be deleted, because it's not just a matter of going in and getting records of text messages, you know, from a phone company that go back and forth. It's actually the body of the message. You can redact anything in the message that is personal, doesn't pertain to township business, but everything that does has to be documented and kept. So, I mean, I personally am just trying not to text anymore about township business, because it's, you know, with the emails we have we have assistance in being able to retrieve those.
Something like that. I think it should be on the person to retain it, you know, versus making them print it off. And I think we...
The issue being is if a phone dies. Let's say somebody's, they have their text messages on a phone and it's gone, and they're not, it's not backed up. That's not really their fault.
Is that something, well, I mean, or do we say they need to print them off once a month, but then they retain them versus leaving them, you know, bringing them here?
As long as they're retained in a secure setting, that's, I mean, because that's technically our responsibility to be able to...
If we, you know, screenshot them and email them is probably the safest, because then...
Then they're an email. Yeah, I mean, that's, would be ideal. I don't, we really don't need more paper here.
Right.
I mean, we're already short on room, so I know we had discussed, Nick, did you ever find out about, like, if we would scan them in and store them on, you know, the cloud? Some sort of, where we're not having to keep more paperwork?
Yeah, we could do that.
So that might be, you know, we just, and actually have maybe just a file for each person, you know, anybody who, but you can decide this tonight if you want them done once a month or whatnot, or you can think about it, but just for everybody's knowledge, any text messages that pertain to township business have to be retained. So.
Any thoughts on it, Mark? You want to wait and think about it?
I'm knowing that it has to be done. I mean,
right.
I would email, I guess, is the first choice, because then there's no filing of anything. It's just...
That's, I'm fine with that.
And if you email it to the Medina Township inbox.
Yeah, and then maybe, Nick, if we could look into how we want to store those.
Okay.
I mean, just sending them to the inbox is fine, but we want to be able to...
But you want to separate them as
text. Right, yeah, because so, you don't have to go through all that
right.
if a request comes in, because that can take time. Is that, you want to make a motion to, what do you want, once a month, once a week? How do you want to do that?
I think once a month is fine versus once a week. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to put forth our text message retention policy, that once a month, every employee that would text township business needs to make a screenshot of their text messages and email them to Medina Township at Medina Township email address, so that they can be stored for retrieval if any public records requests are made.
Second.
Any more discussion? Chief, Denny, this kind of applies to you guys. Have any discussion in regards to this?
No, I'm good.
You print them off and...
You're automatically extending the retention period, though, by the manner in which you're doing this. If the retention period is 2 years and you're only required to send that email once, to back it up to an email once a month, the retention period then is 2 years and 1 month. Just saying, by virtue of what you've done or what you plan to do, you've now made the retention period 2 years and 1 month, because now you're retaining emails, not text messages.
That's valid. I mean, the difference being, I guess we have to, is it worth to send them the day you said, you know, that's...
It is what it is. It's the board's decision.
What's our email retention policy right now?
General correspondence is, well, right now, 5 years.
So those will be set anyway.
I think that, is that staying or is that going to three?
Correspondence is going from 5 years to 2 years.
Even email. Okay, so yeah, we would be sending it by month. He's right. I don't know a better way to do it, though.
Right. I think I'm all right with that. Mark?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I guess print them off and bring them to town hall. That would be the other way. And then they could be scanned in here, and I don't have a better answer on that one.
Anything more, Mark, before we vote? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Nick Jr., can you write something up so we can send to all employees?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the next meeting date discussion. Actually, it should be the next.
Can we go, just real quick, let's go back to that real, just.
Like the which, the pretensions?
Yeah, just while we're talking about public records. If everybody could, any device they use to check township emails, please find your IP address. You can put it in your browser, what is my IP address? Or most devices, like the iPhones, will tell you. But if we could start compiling that list and getting it to Nick Jr. Chief, I think the police department still has to, we should have everybody's. So if they're checking them on phones. We need to get that to IM Images, who is.
Okay.
The woman who administers our website and our.
Well, basically we'll collect them, we'll give them to Nick and then have Nick Jr. send them over to her.
Right.
Will there be a directive coming from the board regarding that to related PD employees?
Do you want to find your design?
Sure we can.
What?
Ask for someone's IP.
If they're using it to.
We should ask this, run it through legal though, because that's giving somebody access anytime, anywhere, your phone.
I get it.
Nick, can you run that by legal, please? Before we do that?
So, Nick, if you could explain the situation, tell them this has been requested, and then if everything, if they have not, and they don't have an issue with it, can you send an email to all the employees?
Yeah.
And again, if they don't use the device to check, then they don't have to, but the township computers we will definitely need, but.
Is that something Lighthouse could provide without too much?
Yeah, we can get, I'm sure Lighthouse could provide that, because they're our IT company for, I'll reach out to Joe for that, and Brian.
Then we start with that, and if they find, then we don't have to go any further either.
Okay.
And then just real quick, just before you move on, because I should have asked. Chuck, are you available to come to that, the budget meeting? On the 20, what did we say, the 26th?
26th.
In the middle of the ocean somewhere.
Okay, well then we'll go over, I just.
Video conference is good.
Can you Skype?
It's like an extra $50 a day, I found out.
I think it would be important to start, you know, they throw you into this January 1st with absolutely no. But then we'll sit down and go through it together.
Show go unpunished.
Okay, sorry, now you can move on.
You good?
Yep.
All right, set the next meeting date discussion. So our next meeting falls on the 28th, which happens to be Thanksgiving. So we'll look to move the meeting to the 27th, the Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Time, we do 6:15 again, or? Later.
I told you, I may not be at that one, depending what, so.
That'd be 6:30 would be the earliest.
Are you going to, is that gonna be just for payroll and accounts payable, or is that gonna be for just, like regular business as well? Because maybe we could, the budget workshop, if we could have, I'll be at that one, I mean.
Right.
With the exception of something crazy happening, but maybe we could have anything with purchase orders.
And then we'd have to make it a special meeting then too.
Well, we are anyways, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's not a regular, anything that's not a regular.
Yeah.
So maybe can we just advertise the one on the 26th as a budget workshop session and general business?
That's fine. And then just the 27th, just do payroll and accounts payable?
Yeah.
Fine with that, Mark?
Yep.
All right, then this time I'd like to make a motion to move our next regular scheduled trustee meeting from November 28th to Wednesday, November 27th, at 6:30, and that would be for accounts payable and payroll.
And that's all, Mike? Just those two things?
Well, we can make...
You could still do general business, but...
And general business, because we'll have some zoning stuff on there.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Mark, do we want to look at moving the other one then, too?
Yeah.
While we're at it?
So that's the December 12th, right, that you're now, we're on to?
Yeah.
You're good for 6:15 for that Tuesday, though? Like, that's okay for...
That's fine, yeah. All right, so at this time, I'd like to make a motion to move our December 12th, 2019 regular scheduled trustee meeting to Wednesday, December 11th, 2019, at 7:00 PM. And it'll be a special meeting.
Second.
Discussion. The reason we're moving that one is the Ohio, our OTA conference, or, excuse me, our OTA is having their Christmas dinner that day, on the Thursday. Usually, most of their meetings conflict with ours on the Thursday, so we'll move it to the Wednesday. So anyone that would like to attend. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
And Nick, can you make sure you...
Yes.
For the next, for the, any of these meetings that are being moved up, anyone who can submit payroll early, even if it's partial, the earlier, that helps me out, yeah? Because it's cutting off a day, you know, an extra day, so that would be great.
Mark, do you have anything before we go public comment?
I don't.
Angela, you have anything? This time, I'd like to open the floor for public comment, which time, please state your name and address for the record.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
This time, public comment is open. Anyone? Mr. Vini?
The angry white man in the back. Hi, Gary Vini, 3803 Hamilton Road. Just one person is asking about getting the driveway plowed?
I think it was one. Last year, I think there were a couple people that reached out, but it's usually right around when the first snow falls. And like I said, last year, when it was brought up, a person who we thought was going to kind of look into it for this year, never really did until we got called again in November.
I mean, this seems like we're instituting a new government program that's going to cost money to the township for one or two people. I don't know, just, what's next? Pick up their yard debris and leaf collections, or bring their garbage cans out to the street and empty their garbage? I mean, it could keep blossoming and ballooning.
Right.
Most people here know that rules are that you take care of your own, your own thing.
Like I said, Gary, this is just something we're looking into. You know, I mean, if it's going to cost, you know, township X amount of dollars, it might not be worth, you know, doing it.
I know for plowing my driveway for 4 months, it was like $700, and I, it's only $150.
Right. And most of the things that we've gotten, you know, Montville does it themselves. They stated that they're losing money. Hinkley, they have a fund that they get from the fire department to offset that cost. And the city of Medina basically eats the cost, so it's one of those things we have to look at, you know, what makes sense for the township as a whole, too, so. We'll get some more information, we'll kind of go from there. I mean, I don't see something happening this year, just because we're already starting in November. Most of the bids should be in before November, as to, you know, plowing and that. Most of the plowing contractors already have, you know, slated for what they have work-wise. So if it would be anything, it would be for, you know, next year, you know, season, going from there. So, but we'll keep everybody up to date as to where we're at, and I'm sure we'll have some discussions in regards to, you know, what makes sense. Yes?
Hi, my name is Dana Johnson. I live on 3298 Bosket. I was wondering how this would look like. I know there's a lot of people in the area who actually do have trucks and plow, and they do plow. And if perhaps they happen to know a neighbor or somebody along the road, their path happens to need, you know, the driveway plowed, just like my neighbor across the street. He knows the people across the street need plows, so he plows it. Is there any way, maybe on our Facebook page, if anybody needs plowing, they could perhaps, I know there's a privacy thing, and, you know, you don't want people putting out that they can't, you know, for whatever reason, they, you know, for safety reasons. But if there's a way we could kind of connect people who have plows and don't mind plowing somebody in the neighborhood, if there's a way we could connect those people.
That's something we can maybe look at. I don't know how it would look.
Exactly.
I don't know if we put it up on our Facebook page, then if we have any liability as a township, because we're kind of
waivers.
Right. So, I mean, that's something we'd have to look at. That's something, you know, going forward. Nick, you take a look and see. I mean, that's, you know, or we can kind of put the word out there, I think, with the Medina, there's that Medina website, Facebook page or whatever, too, that, you know, people kind of put out there.
Yeah, I know a lot of neighbors like to help neighbors out, but they just don't know what neighbors
right
need help. But that also could open up a huge can of worms.
Right.
Well, and Nick and I, when he first started looking into this, we had kind of thrown out the idea of perhaps maybe local business, a local business or local businesses, maybe wanting to sponsor these types of
right.
programs.
I think it all starts with cost. Got to know what it's going to cost.
Right, that's the whole thing.
Right. And, well, you take the people who would apply. We could ask people to start applying now for next year, actually. And we would get, I mean, it's going to be different year by year.
Right.
You know, so we, but if there are businesses that would be willing to cover that, I mean, again, the liability, the waiver that they're, that the resident will sign would obviously be for the township if we were to do it, or the company that
right.
bids and would win the bid, but it would be another way to offset the cost for the township. If there's a lot of places that are looking to give back, they just
right.
don't
I mean,
know
I,
how,
I mean,
know
like I said, I think that's all part of the discussion in regards to going forward. Once we kind of have everything, you know, answers, you know, questions answered and things like that, that we, you know, we go forward and look at, you know, down the road. Yes.
Dick Marco, Wood Road. I have two questions. One, the speed limit, posted speed limit on Wood Road is 50 miles an hour. And when we were informed a couple meetings ago that Wood Road is a township road rather than a county road, is there some way to adjust that speed limit? It's really ridiculous for the residential area to have a 50 mile an hour speed limit.
Dan, you want to answer that kind of?
That's all got to go through the county engineer's office.
So they still do their speed study and all that? And
they got to do the speed study, and same deal we did on Foskett.
And most of the time, but my...
It all runs off accidents, too.
Right.
You know, that's what they judge that on it.
And most of the time, they come back and say, no, it's right where it should be, and I don't think they've ever adjusted any of our roads we've asked them to take a look at.
They did something, I forget what it was.
Well, it's much more residential road now than it was when the speed limit was set. And I think most of the residents would like to see it adjusted.
We can send a letter to the engineers and see if they'll do a speed study.
Thank you.
And go from there.
The other question I have is, has there any progress on the resolution of the Hood Road problem?
Danny, I know you've talked to the engineer.
The engineer's office is working on the right-of-way, getting some paperwork together so we can acquire some right-of-way that we need. From there we go get the blueprints done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Once, twice, three times? This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mark, anything else? Angela, anything else last time? Denny, Chief, anything else before we close? This time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township Trustees' regular scheduled meeting on November 14th, 2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 7:57 p.m.
One more copy right now.
I can get you one, yeah.